Welcome back to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. I'm your host, Steve, and this is episode 62, and today is another team building tip. This one is about fighting for who is on your team. What I'm talking about is simply this. Sometimes when you go to put together a team, you have outside forces who they want to help. You know, I'm using little air quotes. They want to help you put somebody on your team, but what they really want to do is put who they want on your team. As a leader, you need to be able to put your team together because you will be working together. You will be working together in the building day to day, and you need to be able to create people who mesh and understand the vision, which means that it's worth fighting for to get the people on the team that you need, not what outside forces think you need. Hopefully it'll make you think. Hopefully it'll challenge you to take action. Thanks for listening.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, Steve here with team building tip number 2. Today's tip is you need to have a say of who's on your team. I know that's kind of a long one, but I got to tell you, it's very real. A few years ago, Jim Collins wrote a book called Good to Great, and you could tell it was the most popular book of its time. And one of the most famous aspects of it was that he talked about that you needed to get the bus going in the right direction. You need to get everyone in the right people on the bus, and you need to get those right people that are on the bus in the right seat. Meaning that if you're going to have a team, you've got to get them the right people on that team, the people who belong there, who understand the mission, the vision, that just understand what they're trying to do and are willing to put all their efforts into it. But then you've also got to get those people who are on that bus in the right seat, meaning you got to get them in the right jobs, the thing that fits them and their personality and who they are. Well, that was huge. Well, the problem is, one time I worked with a leader who used to quote this book all the time. He used to quote Jim Collins and talk about getting the right people on the right bus and talked about getting them in the right seat. Well, the problem is, though, is that he wanted to have say of who was on that bus and who was in those seats in the schools. And so he made sure that there was these large interview teams that the principal was just part of. The principal didn't get to choose everybody who was on that interview team. And that's a problem, because if you're going to be the principal of a building, if you're going to be the leader of a school, you've got to be able to have a say of who's on your team. Because if you don't, you're asking for some serious trouble. Because, I mean, just talk about it from a simplistic sort of way. You've got, if you've got too many people who are exactly like you, that's trouble. If you got people who don't build upon your weaknesses, who don't help you overcome your weaknesses, that's trouble. And then if you got people who don't even see the world, you know, don't even see your vision, who have no clue about who you really are, then that's got a possibility of trouble also. And so, yes, it's important to get the right people on that bus, and it's important to get them on the right seat, but you've got to have a say in it. And so this tip today is, I got to tell you, it's something worth, there's a series of books that came out not too long ago that talk about what's worth fighting for in the principalship. Well, I got to tell you, one of the things that's worth fighting for to have a say in who you put on your team, which means you need to be interviewing them. And as a note, they need to be interviewing you the same way, because they need to know whether they're a good fit for you just as much as you need to know if you're a good fit for them. So in thinking about team building, think about it. Have you had a say of who's on that bus? And if you get a chance, love it, because you need to be able to put some of your own people on that team. Thanks for listening, and I hope this is good food for thought as you go into this summer, and especially if you have an opening on that team, or if you're able to make it your own.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.